While I hate doing the wave, I do love doing waivers. Let's make that the subject, with some overreaction, obviously, of this Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. Hooters has been the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast from Season 2 to present day, Season 9. We had a great time at the Hooters on 4th Street for the Coalition Draft, and we will be back for another appearance at another Hooters location later in the season. You can get information on any of the 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area by visiting originalhooters.com. There is easy online ordering there. Remember, they have the new sauce for the summer. It is mango habanero. You can have that on your wings or on your new hand-breaded tenders. And remember, everyday pricing on Bud Light Draft, Mick Ultra Draft, or a neutral canned beverage under $5. Thanks to Hooters for sponsoring the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Getting this done early so there will be no reaction to Niners or Jets. So if something happens in Niners, Jets, that potentially affects a waiver pickup for week two, we'll cover that in a future podcast. I'm recording this on Monday afternoon at 2:30 Eastern time, independent of what may or may not happen in the Jets-Niners Monday Night Football game to end week one. So we have all results in from Thursday, Friday, and Sunday for week one. And of course, the Foundation is a 10-team league. The Coalition is a 12-team league. So I am going to use the Foundation available players as a chart for trends on percentage rostered, who may or may not be available, who may be worth considering as you look for an early waiver wire pickup. And I'm going to do it based on various positions in various ways. So maybe I hit on something or someone that is available in your league and you might have a reason to pick that player up and drop a player that you drafted. One thing I already did, I think I did it Friday, and ironically, he already pops up on my chart. If you hadn't yet, prior to the Pittsburgh-Atlanta game, picked up Justin Fields, just to put him on your roster, as I did as a backup quarterback, I have Josh Allen. I invested a high draft pick in Josh Allen in the Coalition 12-team league, never bothered with a backup quarterback. My thinking was, I don't need a backup quarterback right now. Josh Allen won't have a bye until week 12, but I felt Justin Fields being the likely starter of week one was worth making room, cutting a handcuff running back. It's only week one. So I put Fields on my roster as my backup quarterback prior to the Pittsburgh-Atlanta game. And I feel very good that I did that. Also, it does serve as a block. The more Fields plays, the more he will put up QB1 numbers. And I'd rather him be sitting on my bench than being on someone else's team, potentially playing me that particular week. So ironically, when I click on rushing attempts, that's the category. I'm not clicking on quarterbacks here. I'm clicking on available players in the Coalition, and that's a 12-team league. Actually, am I on the Foundation? I think I'm on the Foundation page to make more players available. I am, because I don't have them in the Foundation, because I already carry two quarterbacks, Daniels and Murray. So in the Foundation 10-team league, Fields remains available going into waivers this week. And of all available players in the Foundation, he had the most rushing attempts of anyone not on a roster. He's a quarterback. 14 rushing attempts for Justin Fields for 57 yards. He threw for 156 yards. He is available in 86% of Yahoo leagues. That is likely to change significantly this week unless Mike Tomlin announces that Russell Wilson will start week two, which honestly doesn't feel like a Mike Tomlin move. I could be wrong, but it just doesn't. So Fields available in 86% of Yahoo leagues, 14 rushing attempts last week, most of any player not on a roster in the foundation, which is a 10-team league. So we're looking at touches here. Who rushed the ball the most that's sitting out there after week one? Tank Bigsby had 12 carries for 73 yards for the Jaguars. He's available in 95% of leagues. Jamal Williams, welcome back to the NFL. The man who led the league in rushing touchdowns behind that Lions offensive line in 2022 and disappeared from planet Earth in 2023. Touched the ball 11 times, actually had 11 rushing attempts, also had a receiving, had a catch, did score a touchdown. Jamal Williams is available 96% of Yahoo leagues. 10 rushing attempts for Ezekiel Elliott, scored a touchdown. I told you, Zeke this year is going to be an old school 20th century vulture. He's going to get chances in goal-to-go situations, and likely inside the five. So 10 carries, 40 yards, one touchdown. He caught two passes, available in 24% of leagues. Jaleel McLaughlin, available in 63% of leagues, had 10 rushing attempts. He also caught five balls for Denver in their loss. Bucky Irving, a rookie flash for Tampa Bay, touched the ball 11 times, nine rushing attempts, two catches. He is available in 79% of leagues. Ty Chandler, available in 67% of leagues, had eight rushing attempts, also caught three balls. Zach Charbonnet had eight rushing attempts, caught two balls, caught a touchdown, available in 53% of leagues. Jacoby Brissett tucked it seven times, ran for 32 yards. He threw for 121. He's available in 98% of leagues. Antonio Gibson, seven rushes, didn't catch a pass. Seven rushes for Antonio Gibson behind Ramondre Stevenson, available in 77% of leagues. And sure, I'll do Alexander Mattison. Not that he seems to have any goal to go value rushing wise. The worst goal to go running back we've ever seen last year on his nine attempts. Five rushes, 19 yards. Did catch a touchdown, had four receptions for 43 yards, the only touchdown for the Raiders in the loss to Harbaugh. So there are guys who had rushing attempts of significance, and Fields at the top of the list. Let's go to those who had receptions that are available in many leagues and available in the foundation to give me an idea of who's out there. So Isaiah Likely, not a surprise, off Thursday night, told you, hidden in a podcast earlier, I liked Isaiah Likely. This is not sustainable, but this is a hell of an athlete. And at this point, it is fair to question how many less snaps Andrews plays simply because Likely can do more. Likely had nine receptions for 111 yards and a touchdown. If you are in an outdated 20th century mandatory tight end league, Likely will be on your radar this week and well should be. Things go right. I could even be talking about Likely as someone in a non-mandatory tight end league who could be worthy of playing because he's putting up wide receiver two, wide receiver three type numbers going forward. Let's see. I don't even know who Devon, is it Vailey? Does that rhyme with Bison Daly, the former Orlando Magic player changed his name from Brian Williams? Not the guy who did the news on NBC or MSNBC. Eight catches, 39 yards. Available in 100% of leagues, so have at it. with that Denver Bronco wide receiver. Brock Bowers, only available in 10% of leagues because, again, likely mandatory tight end leagues, which also shows you likely is a premium for those of you in outdated mandatory tight end leagues, currently available in 72% of Yahoo leagues. Bowers, 6 catches for 58. Greg Dortch. Dortch is going to catch balls as long as he stays healthy. He will. He's just that role in that Arizona offense. He's going to run good routes, and he's not going to be the focus of defensive attention. He's not going to make a lot of big plays. I don't know how much he scores, but he's going to catch balls if he's on the field. 6 receptions, 47 yards in Arizona's loss to Buffalo, available 95% of leagues. Wandale Robinson caught 6 in the Giants' disaster against the Vikings. Robinson available in 90% of Yahoo leagues. Justice Hill caught 6 balls. He had 7 overall touches, many of these at the expense of Derrick Henry. Justin Hill available in 96% of leagues. I wouldn't get too excited because the game flow against the Chiefs was very negative for Baltimore, dictating Justice Hill in the lineup instead of Derrick Henry. Tyler Lockett, available in 39% of leagues, caught 6 balls for 77 yards, and the Seahawks win. We'll do guys who had 5 receptions. Josh Reynolds, available in 99% of Yahoo leagues. Jaleel McLaughlin had 5 receptions. We already talked about his 10 rushing attempts for Denver. And Tyler Johnson for the Rams was elevated because of the Nacua injury in-game against the Lions. Johnson caught 5 balls for 79 yards. Let's just go to passing yards and see what comes up. And I'm gonna try something here. Let me try trends. And let me go this way on trends. I'm going from percentage unowned on quarterbacks. No, let's not do that. We'll leave it that way. But where else are we looking? Passing touchdowns? Sure, let's do that. Okay, so we'll end this podcast with quarterbacks in terms of the ones. Let's go rostered. Okay, we'll do it like this. Because Baker Mayfield's available in 65% of Yahoo leagues. He threw for 4 touchdowns. No picks. 289 yards. It's not going to get you really anything on the ground. But 289 and 4 TDs is worthwhile. If you're a Jordan Love owner, Mayfield might be your guy. If you can't get Fields or don't believe Fields will continue to play for Pittsburgh, or you come to know Fields isn't going to play, you're looking for a replacement for Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield is one of your options, available in 65% of Yahoo leagues off a 4 touchdown performance. Derek Carr is available. Derek Carr was against Carolina. Carr, 3 touchdowns, 200 yards, gets you nothing on the ground, available 90% of leagues. Sam Darnold, I told you, Sam Darnold might be worth not so much fantasy, but just don't give up on Justin Jefferson and the Vikings. Oh, it's Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold sucks. We did the whole Todd Wright Toddcast about the shit show of coaches and offensive coordinators and play callers that Sam Darnold dealt with before he got to San Francisco as a backup with Kyle Shanahan. And now he's with one of the best head coaches and play callers in Minnesota. And he had 1 incompletion in the first half in a dominating win for the Vikings on the road. Darnold, 2 touchdowns, did have 1 pick, 208 yards. And Darnold will occasionally get you some rushing yards. He will. Ask Carolina fans a few years ago what he did against the Cowboys as one example. Will Levis stunk. Darnold available 90% of leagues. I wouldn't put him as high as Mayfield. Do you put him there with Carr if you're looking for an option because you don't have Jordan Love? Jared Goff is only available in 9% of leagues. He put up 217 yards passing. He didn't throw a lot to his wideouts or tight ends. That could be as much what the Rams and Chris Shula did defensively against the Lions. It was a bad night for Amon-Ra, disappointing fantasy owners. But Goff's only available in 9% of leagues. Deshaun Watson available in 67% of leagues looked horrendous. Not an option there. Geno Smith did have a rushing touchdown on four attempts, threw for 171, one touchdown, one pick, available in 68% of leagues. Trevor Lawrence, available in 20% of leagues, threw for 162 and one touchdown, rushing 1 of 8. Kirk Cousins looked bad. Available in 36% of leagues. The Steelers' defense, Tomlin and TJ make a lot of quarterbacks look bad. Cousins did. 155, one touchdown, two picks, never going to get anything on the ground. And Matthew Stafford's available. Look, Matthew Stafford, at the end of the year last year, helped me win a fantasy championship. I played him over Jordan Love the last month of my fantasy season. No regrets. I have the trophy to prove it. Against the Lions, in a losing effort, Stafford throws for 317, a touchdown, and a pick. I know he's down Nacua. Did you watch Cooper Kupp? Did you watch Cooper Kupp after, what, week 5, week 6 last year? Yeah. Stafford available in 32% of leagues. So those of you looking for a replacement for Jordan Love who may not like your current backup or didn't get a backup, there are some options for you. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com for your personal fantasy questions. And please let me know your name and where you call home. Please do that. I will respond to your email if you give me that, and I might also respond to it on the air. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters.